We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And this hour of the Toy Drive broadcast is brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply, helping us out here today. 1250amthefan.com, 1250amthefan.com. You can donate on the website. You can also find one of the 15 different fire locations, fire stations. I'm tripping over myself. Wendy's just showed up. So that's Jim Paschke's joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I don't have any Wendy's to give you, but they showed up here. And so, you know, whenever we get food in this industry, it's always the world stops. Jim Paschke, longtime voice of the Bucks, formerly of the Brewers, too. How are you, Jim?
I'm great, Mark. Good morning, and congratulations on what is this now, the 15th Toy Drive? That's awesome.
15th Toy Drive. You can donate, 1250amthefan.com. There's 15 fire stations where you can donate. You know, when you're doing live, you know this, when you're doing live broadcasts and then something else is happening, it's you got to stay focused. And normally I do a pretty good job of that, Jim, but food's a different story for me.
Well, it always was for me, too. You know, we'd be doing a game and they'd bring something by, promoting a new item or whatever, and you do get distracted. That's a fact.
Yeah, like if there's a new piece of food at Fiserv Forum they want to show you on the broadcast, they put it in front of you. It's like, well, when am I supposed to eat this? I'm calling a game here.
That is true. We've shared it with a lot of people over the years. Kind of hard to eat and talk at the same time. I haven't perfected that yet.
Yeah, and we continue to try, but nobody quite has. Jim Paschke joining us, who has, I mean, when we've been doing the toy drives, I know with, you know, in the mornings when we've done them, you've always come out. And so I think a toy drive, I think of you. You've been so nice helping us throughout the years. And how are you doing now? I mean, it's retirement. You're back out there for the ring ceremony. The hug that you and Giannis had was like a top five hug of all time. The compassion between you two to finally hug again. I look at that picture and I get goosebumps, man. What a cool night that was.
Well, that was a thrilling moment for me. And it was great because we hadn't really seen each other face-to-face since, I think it was March 9th of 2020. And, you know, we had talked on Zoom and that sort of thing. But, yeah, that was a great moment. And the whole night was wonderful. I was a little worried that people might think, you know, we were stealing the moment away from the ring ceremony, but I don't believe they felt that way. And they appreciated the fact that what he had done after game six was repaid that night in a small way. And it was wonderful. And I hope that people appreciated that two people who, frankly, don't look like each other and are of vastly different ages can have a great relationship. And I hope there's a lesson in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I think it was great. It was great to see you again. It was great to see you return the favor with the T-shirt. I mean, that whole thing was awesome. I wondered what was going on there. I saw you, you know, you're wearing the sport coat. Is that a heart on it? What was going on there? But that was perfectly played by you.
Well, thanks. I enjoyed that. And, yeah, I was a little worried about tipping it off. The heart was showing, but you know, I guess it worked, and the crowd was so wonderful that night. I've never been in front of a crowd that was so ready to be at an event and respond to everything. They enjoyed that, and we felt that on the floor. There was such great joy in the building that night, and there was great joy from the players. We had rehearsed that, of course. You have to make that come off in a proper time frame. And, you know, it was a little emotional when there were just, you know, normal people walking through representing players. And then when it actually took place, it was just joyful. Wonderful moment, and to see the faces on the players receiving their rings was something I'll never forget.
Well, we've talked about, too, the way that that whole run brought the, you know, city together, and I think, you know, the joy that was felt there. And as we do this toy drive, and it's another reminder of my phrase I keep saying is we need to bring the unity back in community. Okay, I did not invent that, but I'm saying it enough to claim ownership to it. I just think that it was such a great run where everybody would come together, and I still feel that with the Bucks. I still feel that watching the game the other night against the Hornets, that crowd there was insane. People want to go and they want to feel joy, and to hear Giannis say that, you and I have talked about Giannis before and just how special of a guy this is, but when he talks about that, he wants to win again because he wants to see that joy in other people. I mean, I still can't believe this guy is a real human being. Like, this is a real guy. He's maybe the greatest person ever. I just can't believe it. And he wants to see that joy in other people. And other people's joy is one of the things that drives him to be as good as he is.
For some reason, I've started eating Oreos dipped in milk again. I agree with you 100%. We are so blessed to have Giannis in our community. What a great phrase. Great. Put the unity back in community. I don't know who said that. You can take credit for
it. I invented it.
You did invent it. Okay, that's awesome. And congratulations on that. That's fantastic. And we saw that during the playoff run, the finals. I mean, one of my favorite little anecdotes about the finals is somebody asked for two tickets to a game, and I said, there are 100,000 people outside the building, and you're looking for two tickets. Not going to happen. You know, it was wonderful, and just the spirit of the people. And you know, I've talked a couple of times since I retired, and I always try to remember to mention the fact that Milwaukee showed the world something very special last summer, that we can congregate, have unity, get along, not have issues, and we can celebrate constructively and productively. And what a great statement and visual and everything you can think of for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. So I hope we never forget that. I'm sure we won't, but I hope we understand how great that was and what that meant at a time in our history where it was very much needed.
Jim Paschke joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline as our toy drive continues. You know, one guy I want to ask you about is because Sparky asked me this question, and they're going to talk about it a little bit, I think, today or next week about general managers. And we've got three good ones here in the state. And who do you trust the most? And I ended up saying John Horst. And I think because, you know, he kept Giannis here. You know, he got fined to keep Giannis here. So how do you not trust the guy? He stood by Coach Budenholzer when a lot of the fans were turning on him. But I remember, like, you know, he's a guy that, you know, you probably see around the organization. And then all of a sudden he's the general manager. When he first got hired, my brother, who, you know, he works with the Warriors. People don't forget that. I say it all the time. But he used to be in the PR department there. He used to play racquetball with John. And it's great to see, like, this guy, you know, cut his teeth, and now he's, like, the best executive in the league.
He's done such a wonderful job. You know, you can't overstate that fact. He does it quietly. He does it intelligently. And I think that's a great key. John has great intellect. He has a great feel for the game. And he was patient in his growth in the business, so he was ready for the opportunity when it came. And you can't say enough good things about what he's done in Milwaukee. Just, you know, it's not easy to do all of this, period, but it's really not easy to do this when you're constructing an organically built championship team, because you have to be very careful. It's organic. You don't want to disrupt that part of what you're doing. And he's handled all of that really well. He brings in quality people, and, you know, he's just handled everything wonderfully, in my opinion.
You know, they're playing well here the last couple of weeks. Got off to a rocky start as guys are injured. Guys are still injured. Going to be a while before we see Brooke Lopez again. But you know, you look around the NBA and they're right up there as a team that could definitely win it and repeat, and how fun that would be. How are you watching these games? It's different. I mean, you did it for 35 years. What's retirement like for Jim Paschke, especially during a Bucks game?
Well, that's a great question. People ask me all the time, do I miss it? And the answer is yes, of course I miss it. If I didn't miss it, I shouldn't have been there in the first place. And I wanted to miss it, and I wanted to retire at a point where I still did miss it or would miss it. I watch the games most of the time. I don't know that I've watched every minute of every game, but I've enjoyed it very much. I still love the game of basketball. I still like thinking about the game of basketball and why things are happening. You know, the offensive drop-off this year from last year was the greatest percentage drop-off in the history of the league. So early in the season, I'm trying to rack my brain, trying to figure out, you know, what plays into that, why that's happening. So I still enjoy that part of it. And I'm really enjoying listening to Lisa Byington and Marcus Johnson. I mean, I think it's been a seamless transition. They're terrific. You know, I worked with Marcus and loved it, and Sean McLaughlin all those years. But Milwaukee has been so blessed to have quality broadcasters, I believe. You know, I wasn't a quality broadcaster 35 years ago when I started. Hopefully I brought some quality to it over that period of time. But we've been very fortunate here. And again, the Bucks do a great job with their hires. You know, Zora Stevenson on down the line. Katie George, when she was here. It's her birthday today, by the way. And, you know, they've just done a wonderful job with the people they bring in. And it's all based on, you know, what kind of people they are. And that's a legitimate question that they ask people when they hire them. Are you a good person? Yeah, I'm a good person. Well, okay. Then they come and prove it. So it's worked out very well, Bart.
Yeah, I think Lisa's doing a great job. I mean, when you're there for so long, and then to replace somebody, and you are still, I mean, come on, Jim. You're a great broadcaster. You never missed a step. Lisa's great. Zora's great. Marcus is great. Marcus is getting a little more loose without you, Jim. He's getting a little more like, in a good way, but he's like, yeah, he says things that just have me dying.
Well, I thought about things like that recently because, you know, you reflect on your career and how it developed and why you did certain things and how you did certain things. And when Marcus got here, I had been trying to ferret out information that I could bring to the broadcast for a long time. And that's what he does. And we were both doing it. So that was kind of an interesting dynamic. And maybe I crowded him a little bit. I don't know. But he adapted and we enjoyed our conversations. You know, over the course of a 72-game television schedule or 82-game NBA season, you have to have some conversations. You know, it just has to you can't just do the game. You have to have some fun and you have to have some enlightening moments, I think, and you have to help people understand the game if you can. I think fans understand the game as well as we do, but with the access that we have, we can talk to people and that sort of thing. So you try to bring something every day. But, you know, Marcus is fantastic, and I enjoyed working with him so very much. And I'm sure that Lisa is enjoying it as well.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, come on, you and still, it's Jim and John for me, man, growing up watching you guys. And I'm so glad that you got to go out on top as you did, and you can enjoy the retirement years. And I always thank you for coming on. You always make time for us. I always appreciate it. Jim Paschke, thank you, Jim.
My pleasure. I regret that I no longer can say, hey, I have two tickets for this game and that game for the toy drive, but I hope that everybody responds to the toy drive and thank you for what you've done in the community and what everyone has done relative to the kids, because you're putting the unity in community by doing this, and we thank you.
Isn't that a great phrase?
I love it. I love it. I'll use it.
Yeah. Sneak it in. Whenever you're on TV again, sneak it in and do a little wink to the camera for me.
I will.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Mark.
See ya. Jim Paschke joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. Greatmidwestbank.com today. Got a tweet from Jason and a couple of you guys wanting me to do my Jim Paschke impression. Jim's too much of a professional. I'm not gonna bring him down with my Jim Paschke impression on the fan. I'm not doing it with Jim on the phone. I'll do it behind his back. He deserves better than that. Toy Drive continues, 1250 AM, The Fan.
Change is hard and can leave you feeling isolated, and divorce delivers one of life's hardest blows. Call Cordell and Cordell.
That's on my Twitter. Jake tweeted that in. A lot of tweets coming in. You guys donating. Thank you. Thank you. And then Jake tweeted that. Appreciate it. At 1250 AM, The Fan. 1250amthefan.com. You can donate to our toy drive. This hour brought to you by Lincoln Contractor Supply. You heard from the good folks during the break. Also this hour brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech here on The Fan. Now a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Fall, football, festivals, and more. Consider getting the vaccine shot or perhaps the booster. BioNTech and Pfizer. I'm Bart. That is Toby. We'll talk some NBA with Dan Shaughnessy, longtime writer, coming up in about 8-9 minutes. We'll talk Admirals with John Greenberg, our week 13 picks in the 9 o'clock hour as well, as the toy drive continues here. Again, you can donate 1250amthefan.com, and also there are 15 different fire stations throughout the area where you can drop off toys. That list at 1250amthefan.com. Notebook Mike, what's happening, my friend?
I really appreciate you guys. You know that.
Hey, are you trying to get on every show today?
Yep.
Good job.
I got what? What do I got? Three left.
Did you get Horvat and Plucker?
Well, big show, right?
Did you get them already? You got Horvat?
Yeah, we were talking about, you ain't going to believe this, bowling.
Bowling?
Bowling.
I saw one guy in the area just had a 900. He had three perfect games.
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah?
And then when you were talking about Sparky, he's a big bowler. And
yeah.
But you don't expect, you know, 3 in the morning to be talking about bowling.
When else are you going to talk about it, though, honestly?
Brewers, puking on your shoes on your landmark birthdays, you know, when you got your first ID.
Yep, 21st birthday, I passed out in the grass with my neighbor.
Well, I got the grandfather. At 18, I could drink. And my buddy says, we're in the alley. He says, look, you puked all over your brand-new shoes. And then when I was 30, I rented a limo, and I was puking all by myself. And I'm like, I could hear everyone in the house partying. But Franklin Fire Station? Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out.
They gave a check of $2,500 this week.
Yeah, stopped over there and dropped off my toys. And they let Lucy the lab sit in the cab of the truck. Got a picture of that. And I told him I'd be back today, bring him some pizza. Just nice guys, you know.
Oh, look at you, Mike.
Well, I'm a big fan of Chicago Fire. Have you ever seen this show?
The soccer team?
No, Chicago Fire is a show.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday. Chicago Wednesdays. Fire,
yes,
PD,
Chicago
Med.
Chicago PD, mm-hmm. Chicago MD.
Dick Wolf.
Chicago Fire.
Yeah, Dick Wolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Imagine that guy's house.
Yeah, and Law and Order's coming back. The old one's coming back.
Yeah, they're all the same, though.
Dude, we are a Law and Order family. Oh, my God.
I'd like to comment on it, but we're on the phone. So anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Now I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why you take notes.
Oh, did Trav call him?
Trav never calls me.
He hasn't called since that day?
I don't know Trav.
Yeah, he this is Trav from Brown Deer.
Trav never calls me. He calls the other shows. He never calls me.
We're calling out Trav.
I don't know who he is.
Well, you will.
I want to.
Download Trav and the phone call he made.
Yeah, I played it the other day, and I never heard of him. I don't know him.
Yeah. He had that awkward silence with Gary, and then he laid the F-bomb out.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, he was. I gotta go shut the door. But he was trying to remember what he wanted.
Where
to
are
say.
You?
So he.
Who's yelling at you?
My mom.
What's wrong?
Well, I got a big mouth. She's trying to sleep.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But real quick,
does she want to talk?
No, well, she's grouchy. She's sleeping.
Yeah, we might get along.
I'll have her
go crawl in bed with her and put the phone by her and see what she says.
She'll hang it up.
Oh, okay.
But real quick, can you hold on a second? I got to close the door. You can hear, eh?
Mrs. Notebook, hello, good morning.
Still here.
What's
right.
up?
They want to talk to you.
I like your son a lot.
No, she said, close the door. She don't.
I heard her. I was. I had to. I thought she didn't swear.
Oh, thank God.
Mike, I gotta let you go today. I
well, real on. Quick, I just wanted to say I'll talk real fast. My niece just had a baby, 8 months old, and it was in the hospital children's for 8 days, and that was 8 days of hell. I mean, they were so great over there, and I just wanted. Give them a thank you. And I want to thank the Packers that none of them that came down and helped out with the toy drive with a week off. So thank you, Packers. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Bye.
All right. Notebook Mike. Mike Holmgren's going to be on today, the big show, 1 o'clock. The radio debut of Notebook Mike's mom. What a treat. It feels like the first time. Feels like the first Notebook Mike's mom. Don't be a foreigner to the show. Longtime NBA writer Dan Shaughnessy next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We continue our Toy Drive broadcast. Collecting toys at those different fire locations, fire station locations. You can find the list, 1250amthefan.com. Also, cash donations, if you can, 1250amthefan.com as well. Lincoln Contractor Supply bringing you the coverage this hour. Lots to talk about regarding that. A lot of great calls today. Also, a lot of sports going on. The NBA, a very interesting start to the season. And the Bucks are in their return for a championship. A little shaky there in the beginning with everybody being hurt. Won a bunch of games in a row. Lost last night to the Raptors. No Giannis and no Brooke Lopez for a while. With the surgery he's going to have on his back. Dan Shaughnessy has been covering the NBA for quite a while. Wrote a book on it. Has written many books. The latest one, Wish It Lasted Forever, talks about covering the league in the 70s and 80s and how much things have changed. Dan, thank you for your time. Good to talk to you. Also, the Boston Globe. Nice. How are you, Dan?
Nice to be here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I was so captivated when I saw about your book because I do think it's something that we talk about a lot. You know, I'm in my mid to late 30s, we'll say. So I didn't,
Young guy.
Yeah, young guy in this business. And, you know, even the change from like 5 years ago, what it's like to cover a team and the pandemic had something to do with that. But locker room access seems to be going away. A lot of stuff is on Zoom. But I think the big thing, too, Dan, is social media and the players are like getting things out there themselves. It's a lot different, and you would know, covering the league and covering sports, than it was when you first started, and that's kind of what the book's about.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, in those days we could tell you what the players were like, and there's so much Milwaukee in this book, I got to tell you, because the Celtics, the Larry Bird Celtics, were always playing the Bucks in the playoffs in this time, and we spent so much time usually at the Hyatt down there when they were playing at the old Mecca, and a lot of nights at Major Goolsby's and all that stuff. But it was a time when we traveled with the team. We sat next to the bench. You know, they didn't monetize those seats and sell them for thousands. The lowly media was right there, and we were on the planes with them. They flew commercial. We were in the hotels with them, and that meant the hotel bars. That meant Major Goolsby's. There's a hilarious story in there. You know, McHale was from the Iron Range up in Minnesota, and there was no Timberwolves when the Larry Bird Celtics were playing, so the closest team was the Bucks, and he had these friends. They would come down in a Winnebago with the Minnesota plates from the Iron Range, and they would park outside the Milwaukee Hyatt, and Don Nelson was going to get a suite for these guys, because they would take out McHale and Bird and Quinn Buckner and Rick Roby and have a good old time seeing the sights, and the next day they'd play a noon start at the Mecca, and the team wouldn't be in good shape to play. I remember McHale tells this story in the book. The Bucks just trounced them. You know, this was the Terry Cummings, Sidney Moncrief, you know, Marcus Johnson Bucks, you know, Lanier, all those guys. And so they had a noon start, and after this night with the McHale crew coming in from Minnesota, everybody shot really poorly, except for Danny Ainge, who's a Mormon, of course, no problem there. And after the game, you know, everybody knew what had happened, and Don Nelson offered to get those guys a suite for the next time they came through town, so yeah, the Bucks could feast on the Celtics again. And Casey Jones just put his arm around McHale, and he said, "Those guys aren't coming with us to Chicago, are they?" He said, "No, Case, they're gone." And McHale said, "My liver just hurts just talking about those guys now," and still friends with these guys. So, yeah, a lot of good moments in Milwaukee, because they were playing them all the time. And it was a time when we could really tell the readers, the fans, what the players were like. And of course, that Celtic team, it was tough for the Bucks because they would always be matched up against them in the playoffs, and it kind of limited how far they could get, because you weren't going to go through Boston with Bird, Parrish, McHale, Dennis Johnson, and that. And it ended up being Celtics Lakers most years, and that was like the Allie Frazier for the NBA. Then it really put the NBA back on the map. And as you referenced, today's league, yeah, I mean, they don't need the media anymore, and they connect with their fans with social media. We're not close to them, and you're it's nobody's fault, but the reporters really can't tell you what the players are like. The fans just don't know their players. You've got some good ones there, you know, and I mean, Giannis is kind of old school in my view because of the way he grew up and like that. But it's nice to see that, but it's just so hard to. There's a big moat separating the players from us, and that's nobody's fault, but that's the way it's evolved.
Dan Shaughnessy, the book is Wish It Lasted Forever, and of course, why you do that is to bring that insight to the fans.
Yeah.
Now the fans can connect more with the players, but I would think that the thing, while there's like more access, it seems like, hey, I can tweet Giannis, and he can respond, and what a great moment. The players, they can also do a better job, and I don't know if this is better for the fans or not, but they can craft their brand better. They can,
yes,
you know, they can do that. So again, it's like, what is better for the fan, because the media is there to bring the access to the fan, but the players can kind of craft that. And it's like, a lot of times you think you know a guy, but maybe you really don't.
Right. There's no filter. They connect directly, and you get the player that they want you to get. And there's no neutrality there to observe them. So, you know, we were aware if guys didn't like each other, if they didn't like the coach, if they didn't like the other team, you know, the personal stuff, the grudges they would have. And we were able to tell fans what was going on. It's just so much harder now because you're getting the message that, you know, the team website, the team brand, the press conferences are all group things. Everybody gets the same questions, same answers. And again, this is not to complain. I mean, it's just the way it's evolved. I'm happy that I got to do it when I did it, because it was so much more fun. And we were with them all the time, and we really knew them and knew what they were like. And so this is just sort of a nostalgic book, and it's the time when the NBA, they were still broadcasting the finals on tape delay. It wasn't a big league at that time. So it was just more intimate, more fun. And again, the lowly writers were sitting right down. We could hear everything because we were right down next to the bench, and we were on the bus with them and all that stuff. So I enjoyed it a lot, and that's Bill Walton named the book. He said, "I wish it lasted forever." He had this one great year, his final year, 85-86, And they went 50-1 at home. And that's no one's ever going to do that. I talked to Rick Carlo for the book about it because Rick was on that team, and he's, of course, a coach in the league now. He's won a championship. So he's able to kind of tell you what it was like then versus now. And he really feels that the skill sets of that team in particular would translate to today's game because they had the outside shooters with Bird and Jerry Seasting and Danny Ainge, Scott Wedman, and they had tall people. They had seven-footers, you know, Parrish, Walton, McHale. And it's a different game today. We all know that. I enjoyed the old game more. I hate to be that guy, but just the pick and rolls and the backdoor plays and the passing that we would see on a nightly basis was really special.
Yeah, it is a different game. It's interesting that they feel like they could stack up. I'm not saying they could. I'm not saying they couldn't. It's a different game. It's a different yeah. game. You try to compare errors all the time, but how can you? How can you compare them when the game is so drastically different?
Yeah, Robert Parrish wasn't taking three-pointers. They didn't. Bird only took 2 threes a game. He was Larry Bird. He won the first 3 three-point contests. And, it just wasn't the strategy. The analytics had not evolved to the point where they thought it was a better margin to keep taking, launching up the threes. Well, that just, the game doesn't have as much beauty and flow now, in my estimation, because of the strategy to, it makes more sense to take threes than to take twos.
You talk about Giannis being old school, and we are... tripping over ourselves that we have this guy here.
Yep.
And that he chose to continue to play here. Yes, it was a good move financially for him, but he chose to continue to play here. He talks about winning. He says, I like that I won, but I like to look in the crowd and see all the joy that I brought.
Yeah.
He's doing this thing now. We're on the road. He's finding a fan and giving them his shoes and giving their sibling a jersey. It's just so incredible that he's here, not just as a person, but also the skill level on this guy. What he's accomplished at the age of 26, and he turns 27 here this weekend, it's hard to not think he could be one of the top 10, maybe even better players that we have ever seen in this game, Dan.
I agree with everything you just said. I'm all in on this guy. We teased Danny Ainge because Danny saw him a couple times. And, they picked Kelly Olynyk at 13. Well, everybody who picked before Giannis at 15 feels dopey now, but, no one knew. And I think that part of the beauty of him is that he didn't grow up in America as part of that AAU culture where, they're getting their butts kissed from the time they're 12 years old and they think they're special. I just think that this guy grew up with kind of the value system of players from the old days, like Bird and Walton and McHale and those guys, and just it was hard-earned. And he appreciates it, and that shows. And like you say about the joy, that's what's all over this book, is just being at practice, how much fun these guys had playing against each other. Robert Parrish against Bill Walton at practice. Larry Bird against Scott Wedman. Just great, great players who were secure in their own talents. And when you're that good, and you know you're that good, you don't get petty or jealous about touches or money or who's getting credit or this or that. You just have the joy of playing. And I think you've got a guy, a rare guy, who's still doing that in the NBA today.
I think that, when you bring up that story about Major Goolsbees and those guys being out and celebrating, that is a story. That is a story, and there were maybe some other people there that night, and they can tell that story forever, and it just becomes a thing, a legend. Nowadays, you get a couple of Celtics at Major Goolsbees, it's over. It's Twitter. It's Instagram.
Right. It's all over. Yeah.
It's not the same. So I wonder, the off the court stuff, can't be as fun for these guys as it used to be.
No way. They're careful, and that's probably for the better. They take really good care of themselves. There's not as much recklessness or fun maybe, but it's private. They got to be real careful because, like you say, you're out there. All of a sudden, someone takes your picture, and you're all over the internet.
Dan, you cover this league. You see our Milwaukee Bucks. Are we going to be able to celebrate again this next summer? How do you think the league's shaping up so far?
I hope so. I mean, the league feels a little shaky right now. I mean, the whole thing with what's going on in Jersey, I mean, that's just stupid. Kyrie Irving, I mean, how would you feel if you were Durant? You get talked into going there, and then the guy won't play because he won't get vaccinated. I mean, I'd be furious about Kevin Durant. I don't know how he feels, but... And you got the Harden thing and whatnot. They haven't been. They've played well, not being that healthy. And I didn't see some of the things coming like Chicago, even the Warriors. That's I love that. I would love you guys playing the Warriors. That'd be my unless if Kyrie comes back, that's kind of a star power to see them. But those are the teams I want to see. You guys, the Nets with Kyrie if he'd play, And of course, the Warrior thing, just what they've been able to do. The Laker thing, I don't know if you guys have seen them yet. It's like a Legends tour. They've got 11 guys who've been in the league 10 years. It's unbelievable. And but it's not working. They're a 500 team.
Yeah, Bucks they beat them. They had the opportunity, but I don't think LeBron was in that game. They just beat up on AD. Yeah, I'd like to see from a basketball standpoint, Golden State and Milwaukee, because it's the two best players I think in the league right now, with the Kevin Durant just on the outside, but Steph and Giannis, and the games are so different to see them and their teams against each other. That'd be fun.
Bring it on, man. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that if it gets to that point. Dan, the book is Wish It Lasted Forever. I'll say the same about our time here. Willie, do appreciate you coming on. The book's available where you get your books. Dan, thank you so much, and we'll have to talk again.
Really enjoyed it. See you in the finals. Take care.
Yeah, how about that? Dan Shaughnessy joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, 32 years at the Boston Globe, has written a bunch of different books. Just insane. It's true. Those used to be stories that you could talk about, and now everybody's a reporter these days. Everybody has a source these days. It's a different world to cover. And then ultimately, like I asked Dan, is it better for the fan? I don't know. Is it better for the fan to have everything filtered through the media? Maybe they can tell you more, or is it better for everything to be like Packers.com says this? And you know, I don't know what's better for the fan. Maybe a little of both, you could say. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. This portion of the show brought to you by Lincoln Contractor Supply. They are the official hour sponsor of this hour of the Toy Drive. We continue all the way up until 6 p.m. tonight. You can donate 1250amthefan.com. And also there are 15 different fire stations throughout the area that are taking toy donations. So if that's something you'd rather do, a lot of people, which I start to realize more every year, a lot of people like to take their kids shopping to instill, hey, we're going to get a toy, but you're also going to learn what we're doing this for. I think that's great. So if you want to do the toy component of it, the fire stations will have those drop boxes available throughout the weekend. So check that out. I'm Bart, that's Toby. John Greenberg of the Admirals, he'll join us next on The Fan. Thanks to our friends at Lincoln Contractor Supply as well. Thanks to our friends at Wendy's. Sheila and the gang dropping off some breakfast. I taught Toby a valuable lesson in radio this week, because we were told to put in our order for Wendy's, and Toby said, I'll have a sandwich. And then I said, I'll have two. And then he replied, oh yeah, make it two for me too. he always stretch it just a little bit. And so I'm eating my second one, and it is very tasty. And thanks again to Wendy's. The Milwaukee Admirals, John Greenberg, president of the club. Didn't I just talk to you? What's up, Greeny?
Good morning. How you holding up?
How have you been since 7:30 p.m. when we last talked on the air? What's new in your life?
Well, I'm happy to have said I woke up this morning and all is well. So just get ready for Friday and Admirals Road game tonight. So just be enjoying that one on AHL TV.
Johnny, you guys got to start winning a couple games here.
Yeah, off to a bit of a slow start. That's the truth. And, you know, it's a very different team than the one we had here when we were last playing, which was poised to win a championship before we had to suddenly stop. So, you know, we've been a little spoiled here by the very high quality of teams we've had here over the years. So I think this team will get it going, and tonight would be a good time to start this.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's like pro-pandemic, but you guys were rolling. You guys were rolling then, and we talked about it last night, because at some point it's like, oh, we lost a game. This stinks. But also in the back of your head, you still got to be like, but we're here. We're here. Fans can be here. We can do this. And you know, there's a lot of lessons that hopefully we did learn during the time when everything was shut down as we still navigate through this. But I hope that, you know, knowing that what you're doing, it's fun. It's a great family activity. There's a lot of diehard Admirals fans, and to be able to be there, I hope we don't like take anything for granted again.
Yeah, absolutely. That is absolutely the truth. And you know, our staff, thanks to Harris Turr, our owner, he kept us all on during the pandemic, and it allowed us to really get, I think, a lot better at what we do. And you know, I think while we have no control over what happens on the ice, we certainly have our staff poised to put on good shows every night so that when you come out, and, you know, we're grateful for everybody who chooses to use their discretionary income to, you know, come out for an Admirals game, and we want you to feel like you had a good time, whether we win or lose.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. My son's 2.5, so I'm not taking him to games yet, but I'm excited to get him out there. I'm excited to sign him up, be a member of Roscoe's crew at some point, get him on that boat. You know, I'm excited for all that stuff. So we'll be out there more certainly as he starts to grow up. But that's great, too, that people can be there. And then you guys are like, you know, you're out of a pandemic, and then, you know, you need the gate to go well. And then a couple weeks from now, you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to give a bunch of money to Children's ourselves. You guys are doing a charity game coming up in 2 weeks.
We are, and this is an annual tradition, something we started back when Harris bought the team back in 2005. So we've been having a game every year for charity where we donate a portion of the ticket proceeds from every paid ticket in the building to a local charity. And this year it's Children's Wisconsin. And so we also discount the tickets for the night. So there are tickets as low as $5. So you can come see a professional hockey game for $5, and $3 of that $5 is going over to Children's Hospital. So our goal is to fill the building and be able to write a nice big check to Children's, which is an awesome community asset, one that which I always tell people we hope we never need to use, but when we do, we know it's the best possible place we could go to.
You know, I think it's cool when we had you on last night, is what I'm trying to say, as part of our kickoff. Thank you. Before that, we had talked to Tom Pippins from Fox 6 all those years. And one of the things that Sparky asked him was, you know, people that you've seen come through and go on to bigger and better careers. And, I mean, how long have you been the president now of the Admirals?
16th year.
Yeah, so 16 years, that's a lot of hockey players that you've seen make it to the pros. It's a lot of coaches that you see. I always, like, every time I see Dean Evason, you know, with the Wild, I'm like, hey, I, like, talk to this guy in the Panther Arena, you know, in the back halls of there. And now he's coaching an NHL team. It's got to be neat to see that part of it, because what you guys do, it is, you know, people, they have the aspiration to get to the NHL, and to see all those guys come through, whether it's the hockey players or other people, I would think that's a great part of your job.
Oh, for sure. It is one of the best parts is watching our guys graduate. You know, we always say we hope when you get called up, we never see you again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just saw a story this morning about Dean Evason where one of the columnists there in Minnesota was saying he deserved a contract extension. So, you know, to know that he was here for, gosh, almost 6 years to build his talent and get ready for that opportunity, it's awesome. And to see players go and do the same thing, you know, Pekka Rinne was our goaltender my first year. And he was here for a couple of years and then went on to an NHL career that may land him in the Hall of Fame. They're retiring his number in Nashville. So, you know, it's just, it's not only watching them perform, but also watching them grow as people. You know, we get these guys when they're 18, 19, 20 years old, and watching them develop into professionals and go on to do great things in the communities they live in and work in is really, really special.
You know who I feel bad for? I feel bad for whoever made the current Admirals logo, because it is so good, yet that fridge one is so good, though. Your fridge ice skate guy, oh my God. I need all the merchandise with that on it. What a logo.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun putting logos together. We work with a guy named Dan Simon, and he's based in Louisville, and he does a lot of logos. But, you know, he's done Super Bowl logos. He does lots of sports teams logos. But he actually, with us, you know, I think he loves working with us because he really gets a blank canvas. You know, there's no real template when you work with the Admirals with how things are going to look. And that fridge thing, he really took that as a challenge because, like, how do I make a refrigerator look fierce? And he managed to do it. So it was really fun.
I love it. John Greenberg, president of the Admirals, they're on the road this weekend in Ohio, in Cleveland to be exact. They've got the Iowa Wild coming next week in the charity game on the 17th. So get out there if you can, especially that charity game, to continue to help out, as you guys have always, you know, teamed up with us and helped out. And, you know, I'm not seeing you this year. I'm not seeing Roscoe this year. But we always thank you for being a part of what we're doing here, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you guys for what you're doing. I mean, to continue to do this, I know is a labor of love for you guys. And I hope everybody who's listening will call it and make a pledge and help support the good people at Children's and Robin's Nest. I think, you know, two great organizations. And I think it's going to be a huge opportunity to make an impact this holiday season. So everybody, please call and donate some money.
Greeny, I might end up calling you tomorrow just because I don't want to break the streak now. 2 days in a row talking to you. I might bug you.
I'm happy to talk to you any day, Bart. Any day.
Thanks, Greeny. Be well.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
John Greenberg, Milwaukee Admirals team president, joining us on the great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started. GreatMidwestBank.com. Today, this hour brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply. You can continue to donate 1250amthefan.com. Toy drive drop-off locations at fire departments throughout the area. That also on the website, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Bart, that's Toby. A lot more toy drive stuff we need to talk about. Ryan Horvath somehow is awake. We'll do picks with him around 9:30. There is no chance I get out of here today without talking about Brian Kelly's fake accent. It's the funniest
thing. Him and his family.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I know we've talked a lot of Brian Kelly this week for some reason, but which is weird because there's someone that works here whose name is Brian Kelly. Keeps throwing me off. 414-799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.